Welcome back to the Corner Sports Remote Broadcast Studio, the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Coach Brent Bolte with us. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
Craziest game you've ever been a part of, safe to say?
Yeah, it ranks right up there. I haven't even thought that far. Yeah, there's a lot of peaks and valleys in that one. A lot of different kids stepped up all the way through the game, so definitely a team win. It was fun to see.
You play with your starting quarterback out, a kicker that has never kicked a college PAT or field goal before. You battle back. You are lights out on fourth down in the fourth quarter. Everything's going against you except the final score.
I know. That's really what it was. The kids were a resilient group. And the weirdest thing about this team is that no matter what the score is or where they're at, if they're up or down, they just feel like they're going to win every game. And that's doesn't matter who's in. So that's unique because a lot of times kids will bag it and fall into the pity mode. But, you know, heck, we knew the quarterback was going to be out. We didn't let anybody else know. And we knew that Isaac was going to be out. And Holfer was able. I mean, he did extremely well all week. And then don't forget about Blake Petrich. I mean, our punter. I wish he would have stepped up last week. So he hit the ball, I think, two or three inside the 20. It was remarkable. Those kids just kept stepping up and stepping up.
Well, it was a total team effort. If you go back to the how the game started, you guys got behind the eight ball for the first time really this season. I mean, you guys have been known to come out and get a lead and play really well. But Northern had two touchdowns before you really had touched the ball much offensively. And then your defense settled in and really did a great job keeping you in the football game.
Yeah, we were able to. They did a really good job doing some stuff that we hadn't prepared for. And then once we got past the first and second drive, the kids settled in and made some plays. So, yeah, it was it certainly was a challenging game, but yet kids bounced back.
Connor Doherty is 6'3", 250 pounds. He's a mismatch for almost every team out there. Connor Olszewski didn't care.
Yeah.
So the attitude you need, right?
You know, that – both those Olszewski kids, just, you know, they beat, you know, they, what's the old adage, they beat to themselves or to a tune of a different drum or beat of a different drum. They just don't care. They're just gamers, and they just go out there and play the game. So it's fun to get those guys back, both of them. And Gunner was a little still stiff. You don't usually see him give up a 70-yard post over the top. But other than that, all those kids played pretty well. Wild game.
Now, Nick Mellum, your quarterback, he had four interceptions the game, a couple of them off deflections. But, when it came to crunch time, for a guy who hasn't been in that position at this level, he, obviously the game on the line, both those fourth down plays, he showed amazing poise to step up into the pocket and to find Vince open on both those plays.
Here's the deal about Mellum. You give that kid, when we're trying to redshirt him this year, we tried to keep him on the sideline. Nick's an all-conference caliber quarterback. It just happened to be we burst his bubble today in a tough game at home against Northern, who did a lot of different things. They're good defensively. They're really good. So, yeah, I guess you look at it, all he's got to do is throw 25% and one for four and keep us going. But, yeah, he just stepped up, made some big plays, and the receivers did a nice job too.
Be honest, in overtime you're going for a touchdown there, aren't you? Thanks,
buddy. Yeah.
All things considered?
Yeah, we certainly weren't gearing up for a 38-yard field goal. So Craig was pretty upset with what happened. He was frustrated with just the execution in overtime, but – we somehow found a way to get 31 on the board and get ourselves to 5-1.
Well, your defense in the overtime obviously did really well. Did you have any inkling it was going to be a fake field goal attempt? Did that surprise you just from a coaching perspective?
No. Actually, we were screaming. I heard them trying to kill the fake on the far sideline. I knew they were faking it because the way they shifted over.
Well, the quarterback could hardly get up on the play before it.
I know. And so we had a pretty good idea. We thought they were going to fake one on the punt, too. And that, honestly, those, we should have put the game away in the fourth quarter. We had the drop on when our receiver, I think it was Holder, came up gimp and he dropped him in the back of the end zone. We had a chance, I thought, at that point to put the game away. Then we got a stupid personal foul. Kids were arguing with the officials or took their helmet off. So they got the extra yardage and they hit a big play and all of a sudden we were scrambling again. But give Northern State credit. They could have definitely shelved it too, but I'm telling you, something special about this group of guys. It's just amazing to watch and fun to be around.
The only thing better would be a game like that followed by a run into the lake, and that's going to have to wait till next week.
I pray that we're not in that situation. I don't know. I don't know if I can handle it, boys.
Yeah, I don't know if our hearts can handle it, fans and you.
I know. You know, I just extremely proud and just happy for the guys. I just keeps going over and over with that and a lot of adversity, so they just keep finding ways to get it done.
Congratulations, Brent.
Thanks, guys.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the BSU Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show today.